This is Eclectic Mix, show number 224.
Won't you pour me a glass of Monahan's mother's milk? We'll wash the mud away. If you pour me a glass of Monahan's mother's milk, we'll leave Higgins Dam Boom someday.
Hello everyone, this is George, your host. By genre, my CD collection primarily consists of classical music. However, a very close second place would be Celtic music, so in almost 4 years of podcasting this show, I'm pleased to finally offer the great Celtic music of Mark Gunn. Let's start things off with a trio of tunes called Kitty's Rambles, Dowd's Nine Lives, Jenny's Chickens.
Thank you.
Mark Gunn's an accomplished professional performer, songwriter, and producer who brings a powerful and expressive voice to Celtic music. He's accomplished on an unusual instrument, the autoharp, and has expanded his traditional work in Irish and Scottish music to fuse the roots of Celtic with blues, jazz, and folk music. He has 12 solo albums to his credit so far. Mark's early background in folk and rock music led him to discover the roots of both genres in Celtic music. He worked for many years at Renaissance festivals and is a regular at Dragon Con. In addition to being a working musician, Mark Gunn is also a podcaster of note. His Irish and Celtic Music podcast is one of the most popular of its kind on iTunes. His Renaissance Festival podcast is also extremely popular. When I look at his tour schedule, I wonder how in the heck he does it all. Now, I first came to Mark's music through his less than traditional Celtic music. Let's listen to a couple of these, which will be self-explanatory. These are called Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits and When the Dairy Farm Caught Fire.
Don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. They were thoughtful and kind, and they invited me to drink. A lone human among hobbit kind. They bought me a half, then another, and one more, and told stories of days long gone by. The brew was strong, my glass never empty, as if time stood still and bare. But when I woke the next morning, I felt like old Smaug had been there. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. Wonder how it all happened. Well, I'm still wondering what happened to who. I had tea, dinner, and supper. Quite full, I thought I was through. But they insisted I come to the flagon and drink to the health of new friends. But when I got there, I made more hobbit friends, and the toast seemed never to end. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. When the sun arose the next morning, and I lifted my head from my drool, there were beer mugs spilled on the tables, and hobbits lying next to their stools. A young hobbit lass grinned across the barroom and nudged each of my new hobbit friends. And then, sometime after second breakfast, we all started drinking again. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. I left Hobbiton a few days later. My head was swollen and sore. It felt like a dwarven anvil after a terrible war. I don't think I'll ever recover from the food, the drink, and the cheer. And I swear I'll never drink with hobbits again, at least till I see them next year. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. No, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. friends and I in a milkman's truck. We're eating catnip one night. Went into the truck. A tomcat jumped, his scraggly face gone white. "What's up?" says Tom. "Have you seen a dog, or has a milkman retired?" "Milkman retired," says he. "The dairy farm's on fire." And there were Tom stretched up and down, lapped the milk on the floor. "My cream, my cream," the farmer cried, as he came a-knocking on the door. "Oh, don't let him in till it's all lapped up," somebody shouted, "Row." And we all drank milk till the cows came home when the dairy farm caught fire. "Mew," says Tom, "what a bit of luck. Everybody follow me. It's out to the barn if the fire's there, then we'll have milk for free." We chased Tom down, nipping his heels into the milk pond flit. And we hadn't been there 10 minutes or more till we were all quite nipped. And there were Tom stretched up and down, lapping at the milk on the floor. My cream," the farmer cried. He came a-knocking on the door. "Oh, don't let him in till it's all lapped up," somebody shouted, "Row." And we all drank milk till the cows came home when the dairy farm caught fire. The mouse sauntered over to a water pail, hauled at it as he gagged. Started taking off his flea collar, likewise his rabies tags. "Hold on," says Tom, "that ain't allowed. You can't do that thing here. While you're washing your tags in the water and trough, when milk's coming out our ears." And there were Tom stretched up and down, lapping the milk on the floor. My cream," the farmer cried, as he came a-knocking on the door. "Oh, don't let him in till it's all lapped up," and somebody shouted, "Row." We all drank milk till the cows came home when the dairy farm caught fire. Then there came through the old barn door a collie from across the street. And when he saw 300 cats, he took a ringside seat. He nipped at tails in good clean fun, splashed milk on a cat or three. And just to show there is no harm done, he licked their whiskers clean. And there were Tom stretched up and down, lapped the milk on the floor. My cream," the farmer cried, as he came a-knocking on the door. "Don't let him in till it's all lapped up," and somebody shouted, "Row." And we all drank milk till the cows came home when the dairy farm caught fire. Then there came a mighty splash, fur flew to and fro, leaping from the rafters, flames into the pails below. "Well, we're safe here," a Persian mewed, paddling in the foam. "This here's a bath I'd get used to, they won't believe back home." And there were Tom stretched up and down, lapping the milk on the floor. My cream," the farmer cried, as he came a-knocking on the door. "Oh, don't let him in till it's all lapped up," somebody shouted, "Row." And we all drank milk till the cows came home when the dairy farm caught fire. When the sun came up, the fire was out, we rolled across the floor. The barn was burned, the milk was drunk, there wasn't any more. Tom stretched his legs, said, "Good job, lads," raised his tail up higher. "There's dairies all along this road, let's set them all on fire." And there were Tom stretched up and down, lapping up the milk on the floor. My cream," the farmer cried, as he came a-knocking on the door. "Oh, don't let him in till it's all lapped up," somebody shouted, "Row." We all drank milk till the cows came home from the dairy farm caught fire. And there were Tom stretched up and down, lapping at the milk on the floor. My cream," the farmer cried, as he came a-knocking on the door. "Oh, don't let him in till it's all lapped up," somebody shouted, "Row." We all drank milk till the cows came home when the dairy farm caught fire.
Mark Gunn. He's got a full-fledged website located at markgunn.com. That's markgunn.com. Of course, there will be a link to it at the eclecticmix.com website. Well, thanks so much for listening. I hope you had as much fun as I did. And of course, I'd like to thank Mark Gunn for letting me play his wonderful music. Let's hear a couple final tunes, and these will be in a more traditional vein. They're called Wild Mountain Time and Song of Assisi. See ya.
Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time rose around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to poor wild mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will build my love a bower by yon clear and crystal fountain, and all around the bower I'll pile flowers from the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to poor wild mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? I will roam the country o'er, through that dark land so dreary, and all the spoils I find I'll bring to my darling dearie. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to poor wild mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? If my true love, she won't come, I will surely find another to poor wild mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to poor wild mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? Oh, the summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to poor wild mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to poor wild mountain time, all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to poor wild mountain time, all around. Will you go, lassie, go? Will you go, lassie, go? Will you go?
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This podcast brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcasting made easy. For more information about Liberated Syndication, visit libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com.
This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.